Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great hour of programming. Hour number two. If you missed any part of our first hour, I really encourage you to get in on the podcast. Dr. Judy Mikovits opened up with us, and we talked about the breaking of the barrier between animal illnesses and human, and that is because of how they incubate these vaccines. And she uncovered this going back a number of years. Their first paper was published back in 2009, and they later discovered through research all the way back to 1934 is when the issue has existed. And it's the reason why we're seeing an increase in autoimmune diseases, lymphoma, leukemia, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, cancer, all of those things increased as a direct result of the mutations that have happened through the way that vaccines have been introduced into our bodies. Very interesting. Dr. Brian Hooker followed that, and we talked more about that particular issue and about the bioweapon that Russia is sitting upon right now called the Marsburg virus and the potential that they might use that and likely will use that. And we've got individuals running around our country right now who are being told to release that information into the media. And so the media is starting to report that, oh, watch out, don't worry, it's not over yet, because in the spring, just coming up here in another month or so, there's going to be a new variant, and it's going to be even worse than the ones we had before, and it starts all over again. Speaking of starting all over again, we've got a major situation. I reside here in Texas. When we bought our property 11 years ago, we actually had individuals, illegals, coming and cutting our back fence. And at night, I literally used to have to sit out on my back porch with a shotgun in order to protect our property. That's the truth of what we had to do. And we live 65 miles north of San Antonio, Texas. So think about that for a minute. That was in the Obama years. We're back to Obama 4.0. And my next guest, author of America's Covert Border War, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration, I want to welcome Todd Bensman to the program. Todd, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, it's interesting. We have a situation now that's kind of flown under the radar where we went ahead and imported terrorists. Not only are we having them come through our very porous southern border, but now we flew them in from Afghanistan. And, the Inspector General now, under his a new report that's been released, is saying that DHS knows that there are Afghani terrorists that were on those planes that have now been released, and gosh, we just don't know where they are. Todd, this is a pretty scary thing. It's something we definitely should be paying attention to, I think.
Well, I've got my fingers crossed. I mean, that's all you can do, cross your fingers and pray. I thought that and predicted that in writing, in my columns, that eventually we would be attacked by Afghans that we imported from the fall of Kabul. What's happening, though, is the Homeland Security apparatus, the screening vetting apparatus, failed here because we're in such a rush to get them in, and our intelligence agency databases are not sharing with each other. They still, all these years after 9/11, have not connected databases so that when they run, through classified systems, it's not running through all of them. And that's how the Inspector General discovered that about 50 Afghans with derogatory terrorism-related records on them, the intelligence, mm-hmm. are in the country and resettled. Totally predictable. We just have to hope that none of them plan to do anything, but, you know,
well, that's
what happened in Europe. You know, we've had a lot of attacks by Afghan refugees and migrants in Europe.
Well, and the Muslim mayor of London made an announcement after, I think, the third attack and said, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is what life is like in the big city. You should get used to it.
Yeah.
That was the response. I mean,
I remember that. He was like, this is just part of the new tapestry of life.
Yeah.
But
new paradigm.
No, it's not. Yeah. We have to push back against that and demand that our leadership protect us from these very predicted and predictable kinds of threats.
Well, I think the other outrage is the fact that there's 9,000 Americans that are still stranded in Afghanistan, probably hiding and running for their lives today, while we brought in plane loads of Afghanis. And as you said, I mean, they've just identified these 50, but, you know, based on what my friend Phil Haney would uncover and did uncover, and the reason why they killed him, there's probably a significantly larger number than that they're likely aware of.
Well, you know, luckily, over time, we've gotten fairly good at counterterrorism. You know, the FBI is out there. It's not as though the threat of jihadist attack has waned or has been replaced by a threat from white supremacists. That's not the case.
Yeah.
They are still bound and determined to hit us.
Yeah.
And they do. From time to time, we have gotten these attacks, like in Colleyville, Texas. We had one come in from the UK and take a Jewish members of a Jewish congregation mm-hmm. hostage. We all know about that. And mm-hmm. we've had an attack on the Corpus Christi Naval Air Base just a couple of years ago. And, you know, these things are still happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we're arresting a lot of plotters, and, you know, they're here. So, I mean, we have to maintain vigilance, and we have to make sure that, you know, we don't take our eye off this ball so that we can just strictly pay attention to white supremacy, which I'm not saying isn't a threat, but, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Well, but Todd, you know, individuals like you and I that believe in the Constitution, that believe in the Declaration of Independence, that believe in America's greatness and the exceptional country in which we live, and you know, have traditional biblical godly values in our lives and in our families, we're now considered at the top of the list as far as threats to this country are concerned, and that's just completely upside down.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. You know, the partisan divide is now so deep, it's like a Grand Canyon, with people on the one side demonizing people on the other. And I do believe that liberal precincts, people who occupy those precincts are demonizing people on the other side like that. It's really unfortunate. You can see, you know, the media ecosystems have separated out, and I think that's a large part of it. And unfortunately, you know, that could lead to trouble and maybe violence in the elections, coming up elections. I really hope not, but it's really concerning to me, the way that we're characterizing each other.
Well, the way I know that people who believe like you and I do are not going to take violent action. We want to work within the system, and we want to see the system work once again. But I think the danger relative to this terrorist threat is that the FBI and the CIA, I mean, this is revealing itself with, you know, with the new Durham revelations that have come out. But what we're seeing is that we're seeing, as you said, a very specific focus. John Gondola has been warning us about this for a number of years, that the FBI is no longer, you know, you have portions of it that are focused, as you suggested, but by and large, they're not focusing on these real threats. So talk to me about what we citizens can do. How can we identify, what do we need to be looking for and keeping an eye out for in our own neighborhoods where we live? What are some of the things that we need to be watching out for that we maybe could, you know, raise an alert flag and say, hey, I think there's a problem? Like in San Bernardino, where they were completely quiet, and as a direct result, that terrorist action took place. So what are some of the things that we could be doing differently?
Well, you're right. That situation was really unfortunate. The San Bernardino one, where the neighbors recognized that, you know, there was arms being brought into the house and weapons training and strange things happening over there, but they didn't want to report it because they feared being accused of being Islamophobic.
We
after 9/11 have taught ourselves better to just simply see something, and when you see something, say something. I worked with the Texas Department of Public Safety's Intelligence and Counterterrorism Division for 10 years doing counterterrorism, and I can tell you that, you know, we accepted suspicious activity reports all day long from the community, and quite a few of these actually turned into cases. So, I mean, just be aware that, you know, there is an apparatus. There are people out there in the law enforcement that take every single one of these seriously. My thought as a manager in the Intelligence and Counterterrorism Division was, you know, I would not blow one of these off.
Right.
Sure enough, the one that I blew off, I'd be in front of Congress explaining why I blew it off, and it led to death. We can't blow any of these off, but citizens also can't ignore what they're seeing either, even if it's nothing. It may be nothing. You can't just see a Muslim guy or a Sikh guy wearing a headdress or something and call that in. But
right.
You know, if you think that there's weapons or something's being stockpiled or somebody's acting strangely, doing weird things, looks like criminal behavior, then, you know, call it in. And that's what we can do as citizens, I think. And we have to constantly be vigilant that way. We have caught a lot of terrorists because of individual paying attention and calling it in. So, I mean, that's really all I can kind of offer about that. And make sure that your congressmen are staying abreast of what the FBI is or isn't prioritizing.
Sure.
The Bureau needs to be prioritizing Islamic terrorism as well. It's still a threat.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of Todd Benzman on the other side. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. And you can.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Todd Bensman. You can find him, by the way, at Todd Bensman, B-E-N-S-M-A-N, just like it sounds, ToddBensman.com, ToddBensman.com. And he's got his articles up there. You can book him to speak. You can make contact with him directly. And you can get information about securing the border, terrorism in the homeland, America's covert border war book. You can buy the book there as well. ToddBensman.com. Todd, we were talking in the break, and I want to kind of shift our discussion to the issue of the border in particular and the vulnerabilities there. As you mentioned in the break, I was talking about the Biden administration flying Afghanis in, but we have a number of terrorists, some that we're catching, many that we're not. Some that we're catching and releasing you shared with me about the Venezuelan, and I want you to tell my audience about that. But we have a significant issue at our border, and the attitude of this administration is, oh, you know, nothing to see here, just to catch and release.
Right. People need to understand, keep in mind that the United States is withstanding the greatest mass migration crisis in its history. The numbers are absolutely astoundingly huge. Just last month, we had two full Super Bowl-sized stadiums of migrants cross in a four-week period. Okay, 154,000 people. And that's down. And every month for about a year since the Biden administration took office, we've had, you know, a couple hundred thousand a month, 50,000 a week across that border. It's collapsed all the systems. People are just racing through, running pell-mell. Hundreds of thousands are being just let in and resettled. And when the systems are down like that, we have to keep in mind that there are also streams of migrants in the mix from the Middle East, from Syria and Iraq and Iran and Pakistan and Somalia, and all of the countries of national security interest are also crossing. And within that stream are people who are showing up who are already on the FBI's terrorism watch list. They got on there somehow through intelligence earlier. And one of them just came over the border, came to my attention. I've written about it a couple of times now. A Venezuelan Lebanese-born Venezuelan who swam the Rio Grande in late November and got into Brownsville. They ran his fingerprints, and he came up as a match on the FBI's terrorism watch list. High derogatory intelligence. I have the documents on this case. FBI interviewed him, recommended that he be detained indefinitely because he was a flight risk, and ICE headquarters intervened in this guy's behalf and cut him loose because they were worried that he might catch COVID. He is now running around in Detroit pursuing an asylum claim. I've written about this. A couple of other people have written about it, but for the most part, the regular media has blown it off. Then there is the case of Yemenis that crossed last year in California who are also on the watch list, two of them. One of them was on the no-fly list. We had a Saudi Arabian, cross in Yuma, Arizona in December. That was announced by the chief border patrol agent for that sector on Twitter, had pictures of him and everything. They forced him to take that down a couple days later, but he was on the watch list too. And we had another Yemeni caught by the Mexicans just as he was getting ready to cross into Del Rio, Texas, they sent him back to Yemen. He came back again. They caught him again. And the Mexicans then just cut him loose. And now we don't know where he is. Last we heard is there was a be on the lookout bulletin for that Yemeni on the American side. They expected he was going to come into the Del Rio. So we do have this other threat that I believe is elevated right now because of this border crisis, when all the systems are broken and you have people swamping everything, coming pouring in, and everybody's too busy, and you have tens of thousands that are getting away right through. This is a real issue. And one last thing, I know I've been kind of going on, but
no, you're good.
But a lot of these people coming from South Asia are Afghans. They are not just coming through the legal visa system on, you know, U.S. military aircraft. If they can't get one of the visas, and a lot of them can't, they are coming over the border. And that's worse, because when they show up at the border, they usually have no identification. And they say, my name is Mickey Mouse. I declare asylum, believe me.
Right.
They're in.
Right. Folks, here's the point. The point of this is we have to be aware. And this is why I give you the number also for the Capitol Switchboard, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Our representatives are the ones that should be holding the entities that are responsible for this accountable. The defense of our borders is the primary responsibility, according to the Constitution, of the federal government. And we, the people, must demand that they do their jobs. 202-224-3121. Call your Congress member today and tell them, hey, there are issues at our border. I want this to become a priority on your agenda.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And We pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the bore well here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the bore wells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can...
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is really my pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. She is the founder of WorkBlue.com. WorkBlue.com, and she has a brand. It's a, I assume this is a brand new book that you have out. Am I right about that, Tracy?
You're absolutely right. It comes out next Tuesday, so 5 days and counting. Here we go.
Man, oh man. Well, she's the founder and CEO of World Blue, also globally recognized researcher, speaker, author, and master coach. She's worked with thousands of CEOs all over the country, Fortune 500 companies around the world, recognized as a prestigious Thinkers 50 Radar awardee in Inc. magazine and a top 50 leadership thinker, and earned the Game Changer Award for outstanding results in shaping the world. And I'm very pleased to welcome, for the very first time to the program, Tracy Fenton. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you. Oh, thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. What a great intro. Thank you.
Well, my sincere pleasure. That it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot in there. It's been a lot of years of work, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, dear. No doubt about it. And you know, what a means by which to impact the world. I mean, Scripture is pretty clear. If you're not willing to work, then you're not allowed to eat.
Paul makes some pretty harsh statements about that in Thessalonians, about folks that won't work and being separated from them and kind of setting them outside of the camp. So he takes work. God takes work pretty seriously, but there's an approach to work as well, to recognizing the intrinsic value of the individual, their creative contributions to the organization, and how those creative contributions all work together to make a better company, a better organization, and achieve its missions, visions, and goal. And you have captured those thoughts and created a program to help companies and CEOs realize those kinds of results.
Well, that's exactly it. 25 years ago, I started World Blue. We're called World Blue because blue is universally recognized as the color of freedom. And I believe it's our divine right to be free. And it's right to be free in the way we get to work in our workplaces. And so my new book, Freedom at Work, The Leadership Strategy for Transforming Your Life, Your Organization, and Our World, is all about that. It's about what we've been doing in companies from small to Fortune 500s, from WD-40 to Zappos and everyone in between, is teach them how to design and lead their organizations on the principles of freedom and democracy rather than fear and control.
So give me a couple of contrasting examples, if you will. I know, I think it's Peter Bentley wrote the book, the benchmark book, Built to Last. Are you familiar with that book?
Yeah, that was actually Jim Collins who wrote Built to Last.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm very familiar. I know Jim and I have been in touch, and I'm very familiar with his work. Absolutely. He wrote Good to Great as well. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because it's about not about the personality of the CEO, but about transcending that. And then he gives, you know, different examples about companies who were CEO eccentric and subsequently they died, versus companies that the CEO understood that he needed to instill vision into his people. And those, of course, for the companies built to last. But talk to me a little bit, if you would, about when you are sharing this vision with a CEO who's come to you and said, Tracy, I'm having some challenges with my company. I need a fresh look. I need a fresh approach. Help me see what you do that's different from what we've been doing.
Absolutely. Well, the very traditional model of business is to structure it in a top-down command and control pyramid hierarchy. And that hierarchy is often very bureaucratic, and it's governed by fear. And at the heart of all of it is, how do we control our people? And when we talk about freedom, I'm obviously not talking about anarchy or the inmates running the asylum. I'm talking about instead structuring your company and your team around the principles of democracy. Now, what do I mean by democracy? Well, my team and I spent over a decade researching what exactly is democracy. You know, most people think democracy means voting. Well, they vote in North Korea. Does that make it democratic? No. Voting is a way of making a decision. It certainly isn't democracy. And when I say democracy, I'm not talking about the janitor suddenly running the place. Democracy means power to the people. And so we spent a decade researching, well, what are the principles that create a democratic system and therefore a democratic style of leadership that would be required? And there are principles like transparency, accountability, the balance of the individual and the collective, decentralization of power. So you make a really good point when you say, well, it's not just about the CEO, and it's not. In fact, we've had independent research done on the companies we've worked with that all practice the Freedom at Work model that we've taught for 25 years. And what we found is that 75% of what drives a healthy freedom center culture is actually the systems and processes of how a company works. In other words, it's best practices. So 75% of culture, of a healthy culture, doesn't come from the CEO. The CEO needs to be visionary enough to say, I want to create a company of leaders. Mm-hmm. And democracy does that. Democracy creates that environment where everyone can be a leader and rise to their fullest potential. and rise to their full greatness. And that's what we're about doing. And then getting everyone pulling together and being a great team. And we've been able to take to prove that this isn't just some, you know, kumbaya nice idea. We've had independent research done that proves that companies that practice what my book is about, Freedom at Work, have on average 700% greater revenue growth over a three-year period compared to the S&P 500. So democratic leadership and structuring our companies this way has a profound impact on a business, on its prosperity, and on creating a culture that brings out the greatness in all of its people.
Because you get a real buy-in from the employee to the vision of the organization. And of course, that becomes critically important to be able to express what that vision is and then have everybody on the team understanding their significant contribution to what makes that work.
Absolutely. You know, we see the great recession happening, everyone's leaving. The words mm-hmm. escape my mind, everyone leaving right now, their jobs. And that's not happening in freedom-centered companies
right.
because people do feel that loyalty. They feel a sense of ownership. They feel that they're treated as a human being rather than a cog in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to stay and work in those kind of companies. And anyone who's ever run a business knows that turnover is one of your biggest costs.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to keep and retain, you know, attract and retain the very top talent that you can. Let me give you an example, if I can, of a company that has done this that I opened my book with, Freedom at Work. So we worked with a healthcare company out in Denver. They're a very large healthcare company. But when we first started working with them, a little bit before that, they were on the edge of bankruptcy. They were under investigation by the SEC. Morale was very low. Top executives were jumping ship. They were basically a hot mess, and they decided to bring in a new CEO. They brought in a new CEO, and traditionally this is where you sort of see that slash and burn mentality. But this CEO had a different mindset, and their mindset was he wanted to run the company as a democratic community first and a company second. What that meant was we're going to lead on the principles of democracy, give power to our people, engage them as citizens, give them that sense of ownership, and let's see how we can turn this around. Long story short, they certainly did turn the company around through a series of different things that gave power to the people, gave them a voice, decentralized power from just the top of the company out to the people. And they're now a multi-billion dollar international company that's thriving, all working on the principles of organizational democracy.
And that is so critically important. I remember as a very young manager working with high school kids and, mm-hmm. you know, realizing that, you know, what they were doing. We were working in the restaurant industry, and I knew, you know, these kids are not going to stay employed with me. So what can I do to create an environment that gets them excited about being engaged and being involved? And so the environment I created was one that said, hey, I'm going to teach you habits, work habits, that are going to help you to be successful in life wherever you go. That's the goal here. And so the buy-in was, hey, I'm going to learn good work habits, good work ethics, how to work as a team, and so on, and then understand the structure. It was a drive-through place. So I shared with them, you know, how much is a squirt of mustard? How much is a squirt of ketchup? How much is a squirt of mayonnaise? And then to connect the dots, if you waste that, then that's money I can't give you in salary or in compensation for the job you're doing. So the less you waste, the more money you can earn. And it was funny. Well, I'll tell you when we get back. Well, I'll tell you real quick. So I met one of a high school student that was at the high school that we did most of our employing through about 10 years ago. This is 20 years after the fact. Okay. She told me, mm-hmm. she said, every kid in our school wanted to work at your restaurant. Every kid.
Exactly. That's exactly it. I love it.
It's a pretty
cool Freedom Center leader.
Pretty yeah. neat compliment.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Just a quick reminder, folks, if you'd like to help us out with our India ministry, you can at cg4i.com, cg4i.com. $400. For $400, we can put a well in the ground. That's the drilling and the equipment, and literally change the lives of as many as 3,000 to 4,000 people for generations by giving them fresh water in Punjab, India. help us out today. $400 for a well. Our pastor's meetings, we like to give them about $15 is what it costs for them for 1 month's worth of living. We have over 550 churches now that we've planted in Punjab, India. If you'd like to help, we just got cyber attacked. And
we must be talking about something important then.
It sounds like we're talking about something very important. We're talking about how you change the way that you interact with your business. And obviously, there are forces out there that don't want us to do that because then people will actually go to work, right?
And exactly.
Yeah. And you know, we wouldn't want that to happen. My goodness. Yeah, the whole thing just went there we go. All right. So, we're back. Tracy Fenton is my guest. They don't want to help us in India either. You know, the Chinese, and I have, because I know where my show hits, and I have some Chinese viewers that watch, and I'm pretty confident because I hit the CCP pretty hard. So I'm pretty sure they go after us. And when I talk about India and helping India, of course, India is the neighbor to China, but they're also China. China sees India as their biggest threat because of the numbers. China's got that one child rule. So their population is actually dropping. India, on the other hand, is rising.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that India is their greatest potential economic threat and an ally of the United States, which makes them a double enemy. So our work to help in India, and we're in Jammu and Kashmir as well, which are the states that border China.
Well, I absolutely love India. The Indian people love our message, worldview, what we teach. In fact, our highest traffic comes from India outside the U.S. I don't know why, but we have worked with many companies over in India, and I'd love to tell you a story.
Go ahead. Yes.
You know, it's the largest democracy in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stories I tell in my book is of a very visionary CEO over there. And he, again, was running a very large multinational company, 120,000 employees. So we're talking about freedom and democracy in the workplace. And someone listening may say, well, maybe that can work in a small company, but what about a large one? Well, it can work from small to large. And this company, 120,000 employees, multinational, the CEO, very visionary. He also came in and flipped the pyramid, so to speak, and took it from being a command and control, lumbering bureaucracy into a democratic organization, ended up writing a book about it. But at one point, they were being very challenged by economic hard times that were outside of their control. And again, an example of freedom and democracy, and you were mentioning this prior to the break about, you know, really opening up and letting your people, your employees know, here's what things cost. Here's what opening the books up, called open book management. Well, this CEO did this, and he was saying to his employees, look, we've got a problem. We have to figure out how to save $100 million, or we're going to have to lay people off. Do you guys have any ideas? So he went out to his employees, put this out internally, and asked for ideas. You know, that spirit of transparency, the spirit of democracy, that a good idea can come from anywhere, that spirit of let's give power to our people and come together to figure this problem out. They got hundreds of ideas back, Pastor Greg. They ended up acting on 76 of those ideas, and they didn't just save $100 million, they saved $260 million, and no one was laid off. So that's what can happen when we give power to our people, and they certainly know how to do this at this company over in India.
That is so awesome. I love the Indian people. I've been sharing my testimony over there the last 2.5 years, and we've planted over 500 churches, and we put in 28 freshwater wells. We started a sewing school for widows whose husbands were murdered because of their faith. and so that we could teach them, not just give them a fish, but teach them how to fish. And we've got our third class graduating, and we bless each one of the graduates with a sewing machine on the condition that they are going to go out and turn that sewing machine into a sewing seamstress business so that they can provide for their families.
Well, that's what it's all about, giving power to the people. That's democracy, that's freedom, and that's the best strategy for helping other people to rise up, to find their greatness within, and to realize their God-given potential.
Well, and scripture says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And here's the kicker, because here's the piece that is oft forgotten. And your soul knows very well. Well, the soul is your mind. That means that God literally deposited into your conscience an understanding of your value. But I believe it takes the connecting with God for that to become activated so you can begin to see yourself the way that He sees you, with such great value and with such great significance.
Well, you're exactly right. And the word that we use here at Worldview is worth, is knowing our worth.
Yeah.
And that is certainly a biblical principle, isn't it? That value that God has for each one of us. One of the things that we've found is there's a real correlation between knowing your worth and having inner freedom, and then being able to lead yourself and others with freedom. Mm-hmm. When we know that we, each one of us, we talk at Worldview, we ask the question, our courses, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how would you rate your self-worth and why? Mm-hmm. And one time I was giving a speech to 100 CEOs, and I asked them this question, 100 CEOs, 1 to 10, where's your self-worth and why? And only 3 of them could give themselves an 8 or higher in high self-worth. We call that kind of the high self-worth zone.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing our worth, knowing that we're worthy of being free, that we're not meant to be governed by fear. We're meant to be governed by freedom. That is our fundamental divine right. You know, you never see a high self-worth dictator, right?
That's the whole problem. Exactly. You know, the Napoleonic syndrome, right? I mean, that's really where you know, the word of God again says, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And knowing your worth and understanding that and having that confidence is different than just being prideful. Those are two different animals.
Two different things.
Mm-hmm. Because pride, a lot of times, is associated with the person who actually has a low sense of self-worth, but they have a whole lot of pride, which doesn't allow anything to come in and help raise them up and elevate them to the place that they actually could be, so they could be as successful as they would otherwise like to be. Very, very interesting dynamic.
Oh, you're absolutely right. At the core of freedom and our worth is a deep humility. That's what it's about.
Amen. Amen. Tracy Fenton has been our guest, and you can again find her at World Blue. It's BLU. BLU, worldblue.com. Get the book, Freedom at Work, the leadership strategy for transforming your life, your organization, and our world. Tracy Fenton, founder of World Blue. Tracy, thanks for being here. Remember, folks, at the end of the day,
when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. that no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.